So my last sexual compatibility is my last topic for tonight. I tried as much as possible not to take too much of time. It's almost 1 hour. Sex is kind of wide, so just had to break it down quite gently. Now, compatibility, a lot of times I hear a lot of people say, "Oh, my husband is not good in bed." Is no what is the yardstick of good in bed, auntie? Or what is the yardstick of my wife is not good in bed? Because you think one side she can do what? The question is, how much have you invested in your sex life for your spouse? If your spouse is no good, what have you done to help that spouse that is no good? Have you sat that spouse down to say, "Okay, you know what? Why don't we try this? Let's play a game. Why don't you touch me here? Why don't you do this?" You just conclude that spouse can never know. There are men who believe that, you know what, my spouse can never do certain positions, boys, for side chick. I know you're shame me. I do not pity you. I only pity your future. Because you see, that side chick is somebody's wife tomorrow. That side chick might probably be, see, some side chick are even somebody's wives at home. It is that bad now. I'm telling you, some side chicks are some people's wives at home, because women have taken over. I fear women now. The way that women are cheating, even men are learning from them. Trust me when I say this. I am the sex coach, so I know what I see, I know what I hear. And basically, maybe because people just already believe, and of course they know I don't judge people on Instagram, and so I get to see a lot of confessions, which was my business, right? And so when we talk about sexual compatibility, stop looking for compatibility in sex. There is nothing compatible. So let me give you a little background about my sex life, right? I was raped, molested, and abused as a child for a number of years till my secondary school days, right? So when you talk about sex, the first thing I knew about sex was rape by different people, teachers, everything, different people. Even before I could say, I knew what sex was, out of rape. And so at a point in my life as a child, I thought it was normal, right? Because of course, every man that comes, lesson teacher will do, this one will do, right? Now, what I'm saying is this, it affected me a lot, because when I knew it was rape, I stopped, and it took me time. I dated guys, but never had sex with anybody. Now, I got married, and guess what? I would have sex with my husband, and I would remember rape, and I would pass out. My husband would pour me water, he would shake me, he would slap me to wake me up. Also note that at a point in my life, I was told I can't have kids. And so growing up, I used to do my period once a year, right? These were the things I went through. So of course, when I met my husband, we had sex 3 good years without protection and everything, because we both knew we were faithful. If you want to judge me, your business though, right? You know, so we were having sex because I knew I can't get pregnant. Home and abroad, I've been abroad, I've done everything, used drugs for 6 months, used for years, and I've been told I can't have a child. So having a child is like a miracle, just 1% chance. That is if God allows me, right? Now, guess what? We started, but my husband just kept on saying, "Don't worry, you're gonna have a child." I'm like, "Guy, I can't even marry, because I didn't even want marriage, because I knew I couldn't have a child." And I wasn't ready to start jumping from one church, praying and say, "God bless me." No, they had told me I can't have a child. Me, I've accepted. So I told myself I was gonna just adopt a child, you know, be a single mother and live fine. That was my dream. But my husband came along the line and just said, "No, babe, we have to do this, you have to get married." And you know, it was weeks to our months to our wedding. I told him, "Guy, I can't get pregnant." And he said, "Don't worry, you're gonna get pregnant." And I remember Auntie Bosse was a marriage counselor, and you know, we had almost finished marriage counseling, right? And so my husband told his mom that I couldn't get pregnant, you know, and the mom called me. She insulted my life and said, like, "How do you tell a man who wants to marry you can't get pregnant? You will wait till this guy marries you." I said, "No, mom, I wasn't trained either. My mom has trained us to always be truthful in whatever, especially when it comes to commitment, open up, say the truth, you know." And my mother-in-law helped me. And guess what? 3 months to our wedding, remember, we are starting marriage counseling, you know, with Auntie Bosse, this same Auntie Bosse that is in this group. Now, 3 months to marriage counseling, I didn't know I was pregnant. Yes, because my mother-in-law helped me with all these herbal people, massage and everything. So I didn't know I was pregnant. And it was a friend, you know, a friend's one, I said, "Go and do pregnancy." I'm like, "Pregnancy test, bawo, me that I know I cannot have children and all, you know." And so I went for pregnancy test and it was positive. And then I reached out to Auntie Bosse. I think we went for counseling that, and I told her that I'm pregnant. I can't continue with this. My mom was, everybody in my family were happy. They just had to tell me, "Babe, cancel your wedding." We went ahead with our court wedding though, but we canceled every other thing. All I'm saying is people have stories. I don't know who you are. I don't know what your story is. The fact that you see somebody get pregnant, I know a lot of people judge me at that point and see this one, she could not even wait for my, but that's their business. Right? For a woman who has been told that she cannot have a child, and somehow you get pregnant, you want to go and do which wedding? to let the baby say you are tired and the baby will fall, which baby a me call, right? But I tell you, this is not a yardstick for everybody's mind, please note. But I'm only telling you that sometimes certain people, you know, it works for some people. 9 years after, I fuck now more than I started. I was fucking when we're dating. I fuck now more than when we're dating. We've got two kids, right? And so even my kids can't stop my sex life. They can't. It's because we have both decided to be conscious of our sex life. It's a decision, guy. What if we die? We will fuck. Right? So all I'm saying is this. Compatibility has nothing to do with who you are or what you have been through. Stop comparing your husband to your ex. Your ex probably might have slept with 4, 5, 3 people, and then he's bringing what he has learned to you, or he might have watched porn and he's bringing all he has watched in porn to you, and he's sucking you and you're feeding it. And then you're hoping your husband, who is a spiritual person who has not learned from anyone, would do the same thing until you open your eyes and use your brain. So all I'm going to say is this. Reduce your expectation of your spouse. The first question you need to ask yourself, what can my spouse do? Most time we focus on negativity of what they cannot do. Oh, my spouse cannot even give me head well. Okay, I agree. He's not good in giving head, right? But is your spouse good at sucking your nipples? Is your spouse good at fucking you, at drilling you? Is your spouse good at fingering you? If they are good in one thing, focus on that thing they are good in. And stop focusing on the negative. Focus on the positive side first now, madam. Right? Oga, my wife cannot do. My wife is missionary, uncle. Accept the fact that you even have missionary. When you go out and find that some of your mates or your colleague cannot even get missionary, then you go back and be grateful to God. Rather than cheat, no. So if they are good and they are not willing to learn, or they are not good in being creative, bring them for Soul Spice now. Let me help you coach them. Never say never until you have invested to the very end in someone. Whoever it is you are today, you went to primary school, you went to second. So imagine how long, how many years it took you to learn A to Z. Now, no, this is a society where they tell you, the girl child, no sex till you get married. They tell you, behave, they tell you, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. And so you become a virgin till you when you get married, and then you get married without nobody telling you. If I put it to you that even your church marriage counseling will not tell you what sex is, or how to have sex, or the kind of sex position, or how to give head, or how to give blowjob. They can't tell you. Why? Because they don't even know. They are not trained in that aspect. So they only tell you, and give your husband, anytime your husband wants it, be ready for him. The same stupid thing, I'm sorry to say stupid, sorry people. The same thing they tell you every time, be ready for your man. Remember, boys are trained to always know that, oh, see, I'm trying to calm down here, right? Our parents tell our boy child, don't impregnate any girl. In other words, you can have sex, but use your brain, don't impregnate any girl. But they tell the girl child, if a man touches you, you get pregnant. So the girl child has been told the negative aspect of sex. And so unconsciously, we are built in, right? What you have in our head is a negative aspect of sex and not a positive aspect. But the boy child has the positive aspect. And so the boy child probably would have had sex with 4, 5, 6 people. And so because the girl also has to be a virgin, the boy does not. Who is checking the boy's virginity? Nobody now. How many people? But the girl, she has to be a virgin. And so to all of you expecting blood on your wedding night because she's a virgin, you are deceiving yourself. It's not all virgin that bleeds. The reason why they used to bleed in those days, because men in those days were not conscious enough to know that, okay, you know what? I'm supposed to stimulate. I'm supposed to make her way before I insert my penis. I'm supposed to probably use my finger to open her up, 1, 2, 3 fingers, to widen her vagina so that my penis can go in through. And so when they're forcing the penis, they give them tear, and that's why they bleed. And say, oh, she's a virgin. If I don't have sex for 6 months and my husband forces himself with my dry vagina, no lubrication and everything, auntie, I will bleed. So everybody can see, be a virgin. Right? So all I'm saying is there is no compatibility in sex. Work with what you have. Be grateful for what you have first. Then you can now invest and learn more for what you don't have. So all of you who don't know your vulva, you've never had an orgasm, you don't know what it means. Please, not squirting is not for every woman. God did not give it to every woman. You want to know why? Join my class. Thank you all. To have a fantastic night. So I'll be expecting questions so I can answer.